Yeah, I hadn't really priced one, so I don't really know where they fall. And I do generally like my vehicles gussied up a bit, so I would be looking at a high-level trim one. Have to see what that's all about, but it could work really well for me. And hell, I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in my Escape, but you know the problem, the one I bought my last car, it's an Escape, and I planned on just keeping it as our grocery getter long term. And I bought the 7 year, 70,000 mile. We don't drive that much, hence why an EV would work. But I almost wish I would have got the hybrid in that, except that damn battery thing. That's the thing that really kind of. I think they could probably sell more of those if they sold them and they said that, they come with one super discounted or one battery replacement. Build it into the initial cost or something somehow and. Just say that we're going to cover your first battery replacement, somewhere between this and this. And, then people would be like, okay, I'm not going to worry too much about it. I don't know if that's something other people worry about, but boy, to me, to buying one, that really, because even if you sell it after 4 years or five, now you're selling a vehicle that the next buyer knows they're going to be looking at getting batteries very shortly after buying it. And it's gonna absolutely destroy the resale price. Anthony, if you're back, otherwise back to Dakota.